ZYX, radio check.
So come again, radio check, KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, KO4NUE, go ahead, Dave.
The radio check in there, is that you?
4NUE, this is KO4ZYX, I'll copy.
Good, that call for you, Chad.
ZYX, KO4NUE, sorry about that, I had my digital vox on, so I'm trying to get that unmessed up.
KO4NUE, this is KO4ZYX. I was just checking on my mobile unit, trying to get a radio check on that. Over.
I mean, you sound, got just a little bit of background noise, not a whole lot, but sounding pretty good from here. I'm not seeing any issues with it.
That, I do appreciate it. Yeah, basically permanently installed my TYT-9800 plus in my personal vehicle. I was running it temporarily in my dad's vehicle. Still got to figure out an antenna mount for my antenna because the mount that I have will work on a 2014 Chevrolet 1500 Silverado hood mount, but will not work on a 2006 Chevrolet 2500 HD hood mount. But I appreciate that radio check, and I'll catch everybody on the net. For right now, I'll say 73. KO4ZYX, I'll be clear for now.
Be safe. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
What are you up to, Chad? KB4CBA?
David, how about you? You, radio sounding good. Sounds real good.
I'm on the one in the house, and I'm on low power, so I think that's 10 watts. But anyway, well, I've been making some contacts on sideband, and I just talked to a guy in Italy. I made contact with him before, though. And I was listening to another guy here. He's in Rome, and I haven't made contact with him yet. He's on 20 meters, 14.240. So I thought I'd see if I could reach him.
You doing FT8?
Sideband.
That's right. You did say that. Well, I heard the other day, I think he's having some problems with the mobile radio. Did you get it straightened out?
I can't remember what was going on there. The only thing I can remember is when I put it on scan, you know, it's a 2 meter 440 rig. And I put it on scan, and it asks you if you want to, you know, scan all the both bands. And so I selected 2 meters, but I could hear the same QSO on several different repeater frequencies. It was really weird.
Say that one more time. You could hear QSOs on different repeater frequencies. Is that what you said?
The same two guys talking, but it would stop on different repeater frequencies, and it was them talking. And I'm like, you know, what's going on here? So I really don't even know what repeater they were actually talking on, but my radio was on scan, so it was, but, you know, it would just stop on certain frequencies, and I'd hear these guys talking, and it was the same two guys.
KI-4LZI-4. When was this when you was hearing this?
I'd been drinking and taking a whole lot of drugs, but no, I'm kidding. It was just, I was just mobile. I was playing tennis, I think. So it would probably have been around, I don't know, 5, 6 o'clock.
We got two systems around here with link repeaters. The heart system and the warning system repeaters that back over here. I don't know about all the hearts, but the warning system machines, most of them are 440, and they got about, let's see, 1 or 2 2-meter machines on there, and 1 or 2 others that's linked in there intermittently. There is a possibility that what you was hearing was some of these link repeaters that are linked up together.
Wouldn't make a lot of sense, because it was really blowing my mind, and I believe my other dual bander, it was an ICOM. In fact, it was the one I have in my car now is the one that they replaced that one with, and I got the 2370 in there now. I think that's the number, but anyway. That can very well be what was going on.
What's taking my air? There's the warning system and the heart system that's part of the ETV network, but a lot of those have got repeaters on 2 meters and 440 spokes, but warning system's got a couple of full-time 2-meter machines, but most of them are 440. I know I have a scanner on here at certain times of the day, especially in the evening. You'll notice that on a lot of machines, but it's because it's used on one of these link systems. Go ahead, Chad, because I don't know how long this pack will hold out. I heard him talking, and I didn't know if he was aware of that or not. KI-4LZI-4.
KL-4NUE. I don't know what to tell you, David. I'd probably have to jump on what Andy's saying. I've heard some guys say that before, but I usually get blamed on tropospheric ducting or some fancy word like that. But at the end of the day, I think somebody's just off frequency. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But at any rate, I heard you put your call out there. And just thought I'd, hadn't talked with you in a while, just thought I'd drop by for a few minutes, say hello.
Well, and it might have been a case of loosening up behind the wheel, you know, because I don't know all about that radio and how to operate it, so I may have just selected hit the wrong button on it, you know, and then hit scan, and yeah, I may have caused it to do that myself. Who knows? So, it's not a big deal. It just kind of blew my mind. But anyway, I'll get back on HF here and see if I can get this guy in the room. He's still talking, and I can see a signal here on the waterfall.
They've got a website that tells all those frequencies for the heart and the warning system. I can't remember what they are, but I know they got a website for both of those link systems somewhere online that tells what all those machines are. And you can get that in comparison to what you've been hearing. I guess think that's what you'll probably find out has been going on. You two go ahead. I'm just going to go back. I wasn't aware if he knew about these two link systems or not, but that can mess you up if you're not aware of it. KI-4LZI-4. Well, go ahead, Chad. I'm going back just to monitor.
Randy. 73 to both of you. Y'all be safe. It's nice talking to you. KO4 and UE, clear.
Hi, Chad. And Andy, thanks for your words of wisdom there. Yeah, I can Google that and find it. Y'all have a good one, and I'll clear out of here. KB4CBA.